Culture.
Book Review. Investigating Etymologies. Can we have a word? Origin Uncertain by Anatoly Lieberman.
Many words are puzzles themselves. Conundrum confounds scholars. Bamboozle beguiles them. Anatoly Lieberman, an etymologist at the University of Minnesota, explains why in Origin Uncertain, a delightful romp through the annals of words' origins. Compiled from some 20 years of blogs he wrote for Oxford University Press, Origin Uncertain takes a broadly thematic approach. He covers words that are bizarre, misbegotten, and born by mistake, such as punk, spunk, and funk, and terms with troublesome phonetics, including the related words sneak, snack, and snuck. All of this will delight logophiles. The book may also appeal to true crime fans. It reads like a detective story. The hunt for the Middle English word henchman, for example, has villains and casualties at every step. It first surfaced in 1360. Etymologists thought it meant horseman from Hengst, an old Germanic word for stallion. Yet Hengst had died out in English a century earlier, making this coinage unlikely. The word eventually became henchman, with an E in the middle, before vanishing in the 17th century. Walter Scott, a poet, revived it some 200 years later, bestowing the definition one who is always at his master's haunch. This bears some resemblance to its meaning today, as an unscrupulous or corrupt crony. Mr. Lieberman does not manage to prove the true origins of henchmen, concluding that the criminal leaves the investigators partly at bay. Some readers may grow tired of the unsolvable linguistic riddles in this book. Yet they demonstrate the capricious nature of vocabulary. So many words have quietly fallen out of fashion. Others have survived only because famous writers such as Shakespeare used them. In few cases is the invention of a word recorded. William Toms, a 19th century British writer, coined the term folklore, the law of the people, in a letter in 1846. As folklore became popular, however, Toms had to keep reminding readers that he came up with it. If a word finds approval by the community, Mr. Lieberman explains, it survives and the inventor's name is soon forgotten. The origins of bamboozle will continue to bamboozle, a fact that would doubtlessly have delighted its unremembered creator.